Right. What about the sort of trades that were going on in the village, apart from farming? I noticed there was a blacksmith marked on the map for 1923.
Well, I can tell you a story about the blacksmith, because he died. His funeral was on the same day as Mr. Hyrens. And Jack Sheaf told me that there were two or three of them that attended the funeral of Mr. Hyrens at the church here. And as they came out, one of them said, now we've been to the funeral of the Lord of the Manor, now let's go to the blacksmith's funeral. It was on the same day and followed immediately after. And so they turned around and went back to the church and attended the blacksmith's funeral. So I don't remember a resident blacksmith here. All my life, he used to come up from Bidford, one day a week, regularly.
Oh,
other times, or in case of urgency, we had to go down to Bidford, but he'd come up and shoe horses once a week.
Oh, I see.
Using the forge, and that went on for 20 years,
I think. Well, the forge was still there.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I think the house is still called the forge.
Yes, I think it is. Yeah.
Oh, no, the forge isn't still there, but I mean the premises are still there.
Yeah.
It's still called the forge.
Yeah.
Quarries?
Yeah.
Sort of going through
the quarry, when we first came, the quarry was still being used, but not with good stone. It was stone that we used for road making or repairing lanes, the local lane, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we still had a stonemason. The Gould family were the sort of artisans of the village. There was a stonemason, carpenter. Ernest Gould was a carpenter. Very nice man was Ernest Gould. And as a boy, I would always be going, taking him something down. Could you bore a hole in that, please? Gould for me or something. And then there was Sam Gould. He was sort of general. There were three, I think, two brothers, Sam and Tom, and Ernest was a cousin, I think. But they were the ones who did all these sort of jobs that had to be done. You know, for instance, I think the parish council minutes record Tom Gould being asked to put some stones round the parish wharf to mark the area, and I think he was paid 5 shillings for so doing.
And are they still there?
I think so. Some of them, anyway. I think there are still some there.